For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israel has rejected a push by allies for a 21-day ceasefire in Lebanon and has vowed to keep fighting Hezbollah militants until victory. We are joined now by Justin Salani, a freelance journalist in Beirut. Justin, bring us up to speed on what the situation is there at the moment. 92 people killed in Lebanon yesterday. What's happening at the moment?
Yeah, so the Israeli attacks continue across the country, predominantly in the south and in the east. So they've also hit Beirut again. The attack in Beirut was targeting an Hezbollah official, but the attacks in the south and the east are a bit more indiscriminate and hitting all over. Thousands of people have been displaced. They said before last Monday, we had about 102,000 people displaced, and now I think another 90,000, though. Some of those, there may be some overlap in those numbers. In Beirut, the capital, now we're seeing these empty buildings, old hotels, things like that, being converted and turned into shelters. Water trucks were driving around the city yesterday so that they could fill up and make the water systems function in those places. And there's a mattress shortage at the same time. And we're also having issues related to bread due to the events of the last few days.
What is the atmosphere? What's the mood like among people there?
A lot of people are fatigued. People spent up to 16 or 7, I've heard as high as 17 hours on the road, on a road that normally takes no more than an hour and a half, 2 hours. There was no evacuation plan from the government set up in place. Political parties are stepping in to try to do things, but essentially what they're doing is reaffirming their patronage network. So, internally, there's a number of issues, longstanding issues, that are just continuing to be exacerbated. People here are tired. They're also afraid because, as you mentioned, Netanyahu seems to have rejected the ceasefire proposal. We've watched the images come out of Gaza for the last year, and we've seen a bit of our own over the past week. So there's a lot of tension in the air, and people are worried about what's to come.
And finally, do they fear that a ground invasion is inevitable?
I'm sorry?
Do they fear a ground invasion?
Yeah, I think there is a fear that that's a possibility. I don't know if everyone thinks it's inevitable. After the pager attacks and the walkie-talkie attacks that, I should say also hit a number of civilians and really devastated communities. The thought was the next day the invasion might come. That was at least a theory that was floating around on social media networks. Now, I think it could go either way. But when you when you hear news like that, the U.S. just gave another $8.7 billion in aid to Israel, it's according to a Reuters report I read yesterday, those sort of things don't tend to give a sense of ease amongst the community here.
Okay, Justin Salani, a freelance journalist in Beirut, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let's bring in defence expert at the University of Bath, former NATO analyst Patrick Bury. Patrick, we are only a few days away from the first anniversary of those awful attacks and the outbreak of hostilities, almost a year into it. There is a real sense that there is no end in sight to this conflict, isn't there?
Good morning. Yeah, I think there is. And I think the allies pushing for the ceasefire, what's emerging this morning is like Netanyahu had given his word that he would support that. And then he's changed his mind and he's known for being particularly indecisive. But I think it speaks to the internal political dynamics in Israel, which are obviously heavily influencing the conduct of the Israelis in the war and their ability to and their desire to keep going. Of course, you've got the 60,000 displaced Israelis from the northern part of the country due to the Hezbollah rocket attacks. And I think the desire, but, you know, speaking to journalists, listen to their reports, they're saying the Israelis, especially in that part of the country, are, you know, want the Israeli military to keep going and to clear the area in southern Lebanon so that it becomes more secure for them and they can move back in. So you can see how it's shaping up and the drivers, some of the drivers underneath the conflict in terms of internal politics in Israel are shaping it. And secondly, I think if you're Netanyahu and you look around his war cabinet, I'm not saying I agree with this for any minute, but you're looking around and you're thinking, I'm on a bit of a roll here. You know, we've at great human cost, but pretty much destroyed 75% of Hamas and obviously flattened most of Gaza at the same time. But you've definitely disrupted that threat. You have taken out a Hamas leader in Tehran, which is not a good look for the Iranians. You've repelled an Iranian attack in missiles, massive attack. With the help of your allies, and then fired one missile as a shot across the bows, which took out the most sophisticated air defense they have, the Iranians have. And then finally, as Justin said, you've had this pretty targeted and, you know, in many ways, impressive intelligence op against Hezbollah by it penetrating their communication systems, and blowing up the walkie-talkies. So you're looking at it from their point of view, they're going to think we're strong here. We've got badly attacked, as you mentioned, on October the 7th, and we're starting to turn it around, you know, from almost a defeat into a victory. So that's why I think a lot of these drivers aren't pointing towards peace. Unfortunately,
I was going to say, so I mean, Israel is emboldened by its success in inverted commas. Where does it end?
I don't know. I don't think anyone really has that answer. It makes more military sense. It would do for them to be able to clear parts of southern Lebanon. But then are they going to hold it? That's another question. But, you know, if you look at the modern history of warfare in Israel's experience and in the Middle East, ground changes hands very frequently, and there's frequent wars to try to take it back. So whereas we kind of look at, oh my God, they can't be taking some of southern Lebanon, would they do that? Well, yeah, actually, that's seen as a solution around there by a lot of powers over the last 50 years at least. So I don't know. It's hard to call. We'll have to see. Obviously, the Western powers and some of Israel's neighbors as well are trying to restrain them.
Israel doesn't seem to be listening, though.
No, I mean, the only thing that, and again, just to mention this $8 billion of US aid, the only thing that's really going to probably stop them in the tracks is if the US goes, you're not getting any more military aid.
That's not going to happen, is it? That's not going to happen, particularly in the run-up to an election.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. So we are where we are. And unfortunate as that is, especially for civilians caught up in this.
Final question again, it's probably impossible to answer. The possibility of all-out war, the odds must be dropping on that, even if it's still probably hopefully less likely than more likely, but the odds must be dropping on that.
If Hezbollah can regroup and then force Israel into a tough urban fight and really take them on, that would, in southern Lebanon, that would drag out the conflict. I think Iran has really been shown to have no clothes, essentially, in all this. So I think it would actually be, apart from training and equipping Hezbollah, I think it would be reticent at this point to get further involved in a conflict that it's only going to lose, really, at this stage.
Okay. Patrick, we will leave it there. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Patrick Bury there, defence expert at the University of Bath and former NATO analyst.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.